Just a reminder that we're going to be off tomorrow and Friday for the Thanksgiving holiday, but we will be back again on Monday with the next episode. Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, November 25th, 2020. Welcome to day 1406. Donald Trump pardoned Michael Flynn, his first national security advisor, who pleaded guilty twice to lying to the FBI about his Russian contacts during the presidential transition in late 2016 and early 2017. Trump announced the news on Twitter and wished Flynn, quote, a truly fantastic Thanksgiving, end quote. The pardon was issued before a judge ruled on a Justice Department motion to dismiss the case against Flynn and undo his guilty plea to lying to the FBI. Since last year, Flynn's lawyers have sought to withdraw his guilty plea. In May, Attorney General William Barr and the DOJ sought to dismiss the charges, declaring that prosecutors should not have brought the case against Flynn in the first place. The request to withdraw the charges has been pending before a federal judge who has been reviewing the case. Flynn's pardon is expected to be part of a series of pardons that Trump issues between now and when he leaves office in January, including former Trump campaign advisors Rick Gates and George Papadopoulos. Meanwhile, Joe Biden dismissed pursuing investigations into Trump after he leaves office, saying, quote, I will not do what this president does and use the Justice Department as my vehicle to insist that something happened, end quote. Biden's comments, however, did not rule out that the Justice Department could still investigate Trump on its own, since it traditionally operates independently of the White House on criminal matters. Biden also acknowledged that states could pursue their own investigations into Trump. Moving on, unemployment claims rose for the second week in a row, with 778,000 people filing for benefits. Claims haven't risen for two consecutive weeks since July, and the latest surge marks the largest two-week increase since April. Another 311,000 people applied for jobless benefits under an emergency federal program for gig workers and the self-employed. Meanwhile, the U.S. reported its highest daily coronavirus death toll in more than 6 months. The nearly 2,100 COVID-19 deaths reported on Tuesday is the highest mark since May 6th, when states reported a combined 2,611 fatalities. The United States has added more than 1 million new cases in each of the past two consecutive weeks. And finally, Joe Biden's pick for Secretary of State and a top contender for Defense Secretary co-founded a Washington consulting firm where at least 21 of the 38 employees donated to his campaign. Because West exec staffers aren't lobbyists, meaning they aren't directly advocating for federal dollars on behalf of clients, they don't have to disclose who they worked for. One of West exec's former principals, Avril Haines, is Biden's pick for Director of National Intelligence, and Michelle Flournoy, a potential pick for Defense Secretary, raised more than $100,000 alone for Biden. At least five West exec employees are helping staff Biden's review teams for the Pentagon, the Treasury Department, the Council of Economic Advisers, and other agencies. That list includes Jen Psaki, who is advising Biden's transition team. Two other former West exec employees, Lisa Monaco and Julianne Smith, are also considered potential Biden administration hires. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.